B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family, the only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as showing up to the barbecue empty-handed.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. Put toes at it.
I'm the California Cajun. With me, as always, my co-host, Lil Dice. How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? What's going on? You know how we do on the Beer Run? We got 4 downs, and we're going to get to them. We're going to talk about some beer. We're going to talk about Memorial Day. I want to know how your Memorial Day was and everything. And for sure, we can't forget that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. So we definitely want to thank those servicemen and women and their families for the ultimate sacrifice. And of course, you know, we want to talk about that barbecue, all right? And the Saints, you know, what's going on at OTAs, good news, bad news, what's going on? And then we're going to break it all down on 4 Down with Obi-Wan, because Disney Plus released that over the holiday, and we've got opinions. So with that said, man, referees, I spot the ball. Let's get this thing done, man.
First down, Saints.
All right, Craig, what you drinking, bruh?
Okay, I'm staying local. I've got from Rally Cap Brewing Company here in beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. First Pitch Pale Ale. It's not crazy heavy like some of the things I've been hurting myself with on this show. You know, 5%, it's not super hoppy. Right. It's a good drinking beer, man. It's funny that it's, you know, their logo is a baseball called Rally Cap, you know. Yeah. And when I sipped it, my first thought was, yeah, I could be at a baseball game drinking this. This is nice. Right. So, this is an outdoors kind of springtime, summertime, you know. It's refreshing, but it's not super light and watery, you know. Right. It tastes good. It looks good. What's the other thing that we judge on beer on in the show?
Sound, for sure.
Oh, we judge on its sound. You're right. Good. Yeah. Yeah, we're on the same page here. All right. Yeah, this is good stuff, man. Rally Cap. If you're in Louisiana, check it out. I'm not sure how much farther it makes it out of the South, but down here it's good. Give it a try.
All right. Well, today, I mean, last week I had the Rogue, which was pretty good, a pale ale. Mm. And today I decided I am going to go with the traditional drink of Bud Light Seltzer, cherry limeade. All right.
And why do we even do this show?
The great tradition.
What are we doing here?
great tradition.
You're questioning. You're making me question the whole existence of our show. Our network is called BS and Beer. Our show is called The Beer Run. And you keep rolling out here watermelon seltzers.
Oh, no.
What are we doing? I don't even want to talk about the Saints anymore. Everybody go home.
It's summertime. Let's get fresh. Man. Oh, man. Let's see how she sounds. Okay.
Better than she tastes.
Look, man.
Unbelievable.
Keep it nice and light in the summer. Take a shirt off. Yes.
Please don't.
Second down.
All right. Memorial Day. What did you have on your plate yesterday on Memorial Day, man?
Okay, so you're gonna one up me, so I'll go first. Okay. You know, we did small, you know, I got a couple of little kids.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to get the whole thing going. So we went over to my folks, just did a little, I want to say cookout, you know. I think barbecue implies, you know, ribs or something like that.
Right.
We just, you know, burgers and dogs, you know. Okay. Just drank a little bit of too much of whatever was on hand. It was a good time. It was laid back. We did go fishing that weekend, though. That was fun.
Ah, nice got fishing then.
Bunch of catfish biting. Bunch of catfish.
Nice. Okay, so I know what you're going to be eating on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And matter of fact,
fryer, you know?
I want to come back to this fish when we start talking about these sides, okay? Your wife had like a take that's way out there, man.
And I will have the internet to agree with me.
All right. So what I had was I had some ribs because
proper barbecue.
Yes, yes. You gotta have ribs, man. So and I don't know if you know this rule, Craig, but whenever you buy ribs, don't just buy one slab. You gotta get two. All right, it doesn't matter if it's just you eating.
Do they let you only buy one? It's not like a Costco. There's like seven just packaged together.
Well, yeah, in Costco and Sam's, yes. There is no one out there.
Again, for those of you who aren't big fans of the show, I'm an offensive lineman. I've never had that problem of buying just one.
Well, I made that mistake, and I bought just one. And yeah.
You fool.
We polished those off real quick, and I was really upset with myself because I only had the one. So yeah, that was my bad. So I went back to the store and got more today and, you know, redid them. So we're good now.
Oh, you'll be stocked up by Labor Day. So just get that.
But yeah, they had really good prices on ribs this time around, man. Like they were just giving them away pretty much.
Yeah, that's a pretty good transition into what I really wanted to talk about, which were cookout and barbecue sides.
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of contention right now about what is a good cookout side. And I'm going to give you the heavy hitters right here. These are my three must-have sides at a barbecue or cookout. I'm a coleslaw guy. I got that coleslaw there. Coleslaw. I don't care. I don't care what anybody y'all say. I love me some coleslaw. I want mac and cheese.
Yes.
I need mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is important. Mac and cheese is a part of my family. I love mac and cheese more than some of my family members.
Okay, I'm with you.
Watermelon. Okay. It's a summer thing.
Yes.
I need to have watermelon there.
Yes.
Man, the Rouse's down here just had a big old sale. It was like $1.50 for a watermelon, and they're the reddest, most amazing watermelons in the world.
Okay.
I've had like three watermelons this weekend. It's amazing.
Okay.
Those are my power three sides right there. Coleslaw, mac and cheese, watermelon. I'm good.
Yeah, we had a Twitter picture that we posted on Memorial Day, and we wanted to know which side would you leave off your plate. And I mean, the options were like baked beans, mac and cheese, potato salad.
Love it.
And what was the other one there?
I put me on the spot.
Let me get back to it.
Not mentioned, I do like a good pasta salad too. I mean, those little macaroni salads, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Those are solid. All the sides. There's not a lot of sides at a cookout. I'm not.
Oh, deviled eggs.
If I have a whole plate of sides. You know what, though? Deviled eggs, I kind of feel like they're more of an appetizer than a side. You know, you eat them while you're cooking everything else.
Right. So, yeah, my choice would have been to leave off the deviled eggs. Now to take everything else. All right. But there were some people who posted. Okay. And I'm talking about you, Coach Klein. Okay. Talking about mac and cheese. He will leave off the mac and cheese.
What? That's the MVP of that whole picture, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Against bacon. I love beans. I love potato salad. But if you got to save one, you're saving the mac and cheese. You're not tossing it out. What is wrong with these people?
Definitely. And old Dave the Wave over there, he's jumping on a bandwagon saying, yeah, he leave out the mac and cheese too.
Look, if we're doing a show called Beer Run, you're not drinking beer, and the only people who listen to us hate mac and cheese, I don't know if there's any point in going on. maybe we shut this show. We had a good run. A good beer run, if you will.
Yeah, you guys are wrong and should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah, you nailed it on the whole second best receiver core prior to having Jarvis Landry. But you messed this one up, man. I don't know that we can come back from this. This might be our last show. And if it is, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And also, it's your fault.
Third down for what?
Okay, into Saints news. The talk after the practice from Dennis Allen, he mentioned Justin Evans at free safety and said he looked pretty good out there because the question was if he could still move around pretty well. And it looks like Justin Evans is answering those questions. And I'm predicting he's going to be the starter at free safety. Next year, Marcus May is going to get cut. What? You heard it here first.
Whoa, easy.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with having multiple good players. I was just going to make a point that we like to use multiple safety sets and versatile players. And we now have a couple of good players that could play free safety because Marcus May is a good player too. And all of a sudden you're trying to get rid of one of my good players. What do you have against having good players on the field for?
I'm just looking at salary and
you know salaries don't matter to the Saints. They're gonna get restructured in 6 months anyway.
You're gonna have a young guy, he's gonna be cheaper. Yeah. He's going
How young is Evans? He was only in what, his third, fourth year when he got let go?
Yeah, he was in like his third year he got let go. So he spent a couple years out. So I guess he's like 5 years removed from college right now. So, you know.
So he's a dinosaur. Cut him loose. okay, yeah. I mean, I think everyone kind of, at least nationally, kind of penciled in May as being the new Marcus Williams and Matthew being that strong guy. But right. I don't think Dennis Allen believes in pure free safeties and strong safeties. Everything's kind of a hybrid. That in his ideal world, he's got guys that can do a bunch of different stuff. And Evans looks like he can be kind of more of that back end guy if he's truly healthy.
Right.
He showed real flashes when he was healthy with Tampa. So he could be a really explosive player. And if you can add that kind of weapon alongside guys like CeeDee Deuce and Tyrann Mathieu, who have a career of being turnover machines and disruptive players, you can't add enough good players. It's a good problem to have. The Saints, I don't get the national hate right now. The Saints look like they might have a really solid roster right now. It's a lot of pieces.
Well, yeah, I'm seeing some love in some parts of the media, and you know I saw Ryan Clark.
Didn't Ryan Clark go to LSU though?
Yes, he went to LSU.
So there's not a little bit of bias. Yeah, but there's not a little bit of Louisiana bias going on there.
No bias at all. Okay. No bias at all.
You'll notice the guys who played football are the ones who are saying the Saints look good, and it's all the pencil neck Nick Wrights of the world who think that we look terrible.
Yeah, but the one of the big ones is Vegas because Vegas has us some odds maker I saw had us like 8-9.
That's weird. I just don't see it. I mean, honestly, I mean, maybe Vegas thinks Sean Payton was more important than he was. And maybe they think Marcus Williams is more important. Terron Armstead, I guess. But Armstead didn't always play. Marcus Williams didn't play the run. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons that we didn't get any worse anywhere. It's looking at this roster. You can't assume we're going to get hurt as much as we just did. And we added weapons. We added people on defense. We added people on offense. I just don't see how this team got worse. And everyone's telling me that they did. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think everyone is really betting against Dennis Allen. Or
against Jameis Winston, which we'll get to.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we can go over to that part. And the bad news coming out of OTAs is Jameis Winston is limping.
Run for cover! Run for your lives! Emergency! Emergency!
And I am in a state of panic right now because Jameis is not going to make it through the season because he's out there practicing on a bum knee and he's not going to make it. He's going to be on crutches and then we'll have to go to the backup quarterback.
Don't do this
and
to me again. is this my whole role on the show? Is just you say ridiculous, sad stuff and I have to be reasonable and bring it back down to earth. It's exhausting. It's exhausting, Dale.
There are a lot of Saints fans on Twitter out there that are in a state of panic, and I am going to be their voice because they have to be heard.
Oh, for God's sake. That's what Twitter's for. Why are they going to say it to me? He was limping at practice. He had ACL surgery less than 7 months ago. yeah, he's going to be limping. The fact that he's out of practice at all and throwing footballs 60 yards in the air, that should be way more important. He's wearing a brace. Yeah, he's not going to be gliding around, you know, super agile and everything. He just blew out his knee. Him doing anything is amazing. I don't know how people are seeing this as a bad thing. He's out there and he looks slightly less than 100%. Of course he does. The fact that he's out there at all is a big deal. God, these people. These are the people who want to be upset. They want to be mad. They can watch a guy coming off of an ACL tear. Just his leg was ruined. The season was over. He's coming out here only 7 months later and throwing dimes, looking good, throwing the football, hitting our first round pick down the field. And instead of being happy about that, they want to say, well, he was limping a little bit. Get out of here with that. I got no time for your negativity. None.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Jameis even said,
if you're one of those people, turn me off. You don't listen to me no more anyway.
Jameis even said he was going to be wearing a brace the entire season. I'm very concerned about this.
I don't want him to. It was him running that got that dirty hit from your LSU guy. All right. I don't want him running anymore. Throw the ball. We had a running quarterback last year and we didn't score any touchdowns with Taysom. I don't care about running the ball. Throw the football.
Throw the football. Throw the football indeed, man.
If you're going to run the ball, you know what you do? You give it to Alvin Kamara, or you line up Taysom in that QB power. Let Jameis Winston do that whole, I don't know, quarterback thing.
So is it concerning to you that we haven't heard something more about the Alvin Kamara case? Or
It was until I found out that they're kind of ignoring Deshaun Watson. You know, he's getting, what, 4 games for 22 pending civil trials where
announced it?
Yeah, I think so, right? Am I crazy?
I missed that. If they did, okay.
I'm under the impression, and we're going to have our stat guys look into this because we totally have a stat department. Don't at me. I think he got a 4-game suspension because it's not, you know, nothing legal happening, but it's just the 22 civil counts, right?
Right.
If he got 22, and again, we're operating under the premise that I'm correct and not just a sloppy drunk, which is also possible. If he got 4 for 22 civil cases and Kamara has one.
Oh, it's 23
case,
now.
Is it 23 now?
Yes.
But the 23rd one was you, and I think you made that one up.
Yeah,
you weren't in the same
like
state at the
ago.
Same time. sorry, on Twitter, 24th. Yeah, I mean, if they're giving him 4 games for that giant mess, Kamara might get 2. I mean, my expectation of missing half the season, it's coming down. I mean, he might get 2 games, and who cares?
Okay.
A running back's going to miss a few games here and there anyway with injury. You're just starting him out a little bit fresher in week 3. I'm not worried about it.
All right, I'm kind of searching Twitter. I don't see where a suspension's been announced.
This is where we're at as a society. We no longer Google things. We just search through Twitter.
Yes. Twitter for sure. So I don't know, maybe, but definitely a 23rd lawsuit has been filed like not too long ago.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah, that's for real.
They're going to go for it here on 4th down.
Let's talk about Obi-Wan. It's, of course, in the Star Wars series, and it is a series that starts with, like, a recap of the Star Wars prequels, where you see, like, Order 66 and how Obi-Wan wanted to train Anakin after his master died and his failure to prevent Anakin from turning to the dark side. And like that really messed him up in the head. And there are a group of Jedi who've turned to the dark side. And they're this group called the Inquisitors. And they're, you know, working for the Empire, of course. And there's this one named Reva. And she's like really ambitious and really wants to find Obi-Wan, I guess, to move up in the ranks. And I mean, that's really the basis of this story right now. And how did you enjoy the first couple of episodes so far?
Well, you know, when I first watched them, it kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I think maybe my expectations were a little bit too high. Okay. But I've kind of gone back and I've, you know, watched all the YouTube Easter egg videos.
Right.
You know, kind of let digest a little bit. And I think they're good. It's the most viewed Disney Plus series ever so far. In their first couple of days. Yeah, their first opening weekend numbers were the most views of any of their original series.
Okay.
So people are tuning in. Yeah. I think a lot of it is the prequel generation. You know, I think that applies to me. You know, I was about, you know, 12, 13, whatever it was when the first one, Phantom Menace, came out. And it's appealing to that kind of millennial generation that grew up with the prequels. And even that, and you can see that leaning into that because they have the clone trooper, you know, Easter egg in there, the cameo, whatever you want to call it. And they're playing up a lot of the Clone Wars and Rebels stuff, you know. You know, I think it's shot beautifully. It's really good. I'm annoyed because Obi-Wan is which makes sense. His character is that he's hiding out. He's given up. He lost, you know.
Yeah.
I get that. But it's frustrating because the dude has a lightsaber and he buried it in the sand. He doesn't want to be a Jedi anymore. It's frustrating. I don't love Reva. I think it's a filmmaking problem that you have to establish your villain to be really scary and impressive. And I think they tried too hard to make her scary and impressive. So it's like, oh, hey, look how badass she is. She's going to kill everybody. Oh, she killed this other bad guy. Oh, she's the real intake. Don't worry about Darth Vader. Worry about her. Like, I don't know. I just think she tried too hard. I think so the first scene of the whole series, they're showing the younglings.
Right.
And the first one they showed is this girl. And I think that's her.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the younglings. And I think that's why the Inquisitors don't accept her. Because I think the Inquisitors, I think most of them are people who joined the dark side voluntarily, and she was a youngling that was brainwashed or whatever the hell you want to call it. Which makes sense, that whole dynamic of her not fitting in, but with why she's trying so hard to redeem herself and you know, win over Darth Vader and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like, so I think it makes sense. It's just tough when the writers feel the need to tell you how great a character is, you know? It's like in The Force Awakens when Han Solo shoots the guy without looking at him on the side. It's like, come on. He was never that guy. Why are you trying to make us think he's awesome?
I like the, I guess, over kind of telling of the story to make sure it's clear. Because, listen, I watched some, we're going to wrestling. I watched some
independent, thank you for joining us this week.
some independent wrestling where they don't explain who a character is or what their motives are, but like half the crowd gets it because they follow every single waking moment of some of all independent wrestlers' careers. But if you don't follow every single thing, you get the main points, you need some kind of explanation. And so that's why I appreciate it. I could follow it. You know, it's Star Wars for Dummies. How about that? I like that.
Star Wars for Dummies. Sorry, I almost passed out on my desk over here with the wrestling talk. Great show, by the way. A little segue. The Best in the World podcast. That's good. It's a fun show.
I appreciate it.
Not care about wrestling, but you guys have a good time with it. I get it. I mean, you have to. It's a catch 22. You have to make the audience aware that this is your bad guy. This is your big gun. But if you go too far, then it's like, okay, all right, we get it. You know, you're doing parkour through the sky, and you're killing the other big bad from all the trailers. I get it. Okay, calm down. So I get it. I thought Princess Leia was great. I thought that kid did a great job. I think that casting was wonderful.
Right.
You know, Princess Leia was always a pain in the ass.
Yes.
It makes sense that her
mom.
Kid would be a little rebel. Exactly. I thought that casting was good. I thought the girl did a good job. I thought her and Obi-Wan played off each other well. It's a shame. I love the Grand Inquisitor, but I guess he's dead. Can he be dead? Isn't he in Rebels, and that takes place like 5 years after this? Or is Grand Inquisitor, is that just a title that could have been passed on to somebody? Is that how that
works?
Yeah,
I think it's more of a title. But I do remember the artwork, the way they kind of made the guy look. I thought it was Clone Wars he was in, and not Rebels.
I think it's Rebels. I just watched all those mind-numbing Easter egg, but
yeah.
It's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I had problems with it, but I had problems with everything. I'm kind of
no.
uh, I had a good time with it. I'm going to keep watching. I hope we'll see where it goes. That last little sting of Darth Vader opening his eyes was awesome. I cannot wait to see more Darth Vader. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, I didn't know he was really going to be in it. So are they going to use like the same...
Hayden Christensen has returned to reprise his role.
Okay. All right. And what about the voice?
Well, I'm assuming it's either going to be James Earl Jones or they're going to just fix that in post.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard them announce that, but, you know, it makes sense that they would.
Right. I guess his voice is kind of, put through the machine anyway, right? So
yeah, I mean, they didn't have James Earl Jones for like when he was in Rebels or in the animated stuff. So, okay. I mean, they could probably get whoever did the voices in that.
Right.
I mean, this isn't Rogue One. They're not going to put the same effort in as they would a feature motion picture. Having said that, it does look great. I mean, we can see where technology has gotten.
Yes.
So even the spin-off series that don't necessarily have as much money put into them still cinematically look fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been enjoying the series so far. And I mean, look, I do like the villain. And learning that, you know, they were all, you know, Jedis and they've got force powers and everything like that and what they use them for. Like, I'm really intrigued by that. Also intrigued to see if we're going to find just some other Jedi out there. And are we going to be introduced to somebody new that's going to maybe play a major part in the story? And, you know, that's what I'm really interested in. It's. What I don't like about Star Wars in general is...
You mind your tongue, sir.
It's like so much of the story has already been written. And so now you're going back and kind of filling in some parts.
Well, that's the problem with any kind of a prequel, right? You know how it ends. So you have to... How do you make the journey interesting enough that you don't care about the destination anymore? And, you know, I get what they're trying to do. I mean... In the grand scheme of things, this is just, it's fan service and a cash grab, right? I mean, you want people who liked the Clone Wars to buy Disney Plus, and you want people who liked the original trilogy to be able to see Obi-Wan some more, you know? I get it.
Speaking of cash grabs, are you going to buy your kid the little toy?
The little robot drone one?
Yeah. No, the little flying one.
My kids are 4 months and just turning two. So the 4-month-old does not eat any toys because it's a baby. And my 2-year-old will just destroy anything I give her.
Well, I mean, hey,
a kitten, then we would have a very sad weekend because she would destroy the kitten too.
That won't stop you from getting it and blaming it on the kid now, you know.
I used to be more of a collector's guy for Star Wars stuff, but I got old.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't have the lightsabers or anything. My buddy, however, is an avid lightsaber fan. He'll spend thousands of dollars on lightsabers. And next time we talk about Star Wars, I'm going to get him on the show so we can tell you about how much money he's blowing.
Did he go on a Galactic Star Cruiser yet?
No, but he was at Star Wars Celebration over the weekend.
Okay.
Which, I will point out, did not announce a Boba Fett Season 2. We're not going to be getting any more of the Book of Boba Fett, so he gets to live out his life happy unless he has cameos in The Mandalorian.
Oh, wow.
And my sneaky thing that I'm hoping for, he's going to be active already as a bounty hunter during the timeline that Kenobi's taking place in, so maybe I can get a Boba Fett cameo as a young man, a young Boba Fett. That'd be fun.
So you think they'll bring back the actor that was... the clone guy, the original clone guy?
I can't believe I just forgot his name. Daniel Logan.
Yeah.
The guy who played young Boba Fett in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, he'd be wearing a helmet, I imagine.
Yeah.
You just get a stunt guy to play them. But I hope so. That'd be fun for me. They said bounty hunters in the trailer, and you could see there was an LOM or a LOM droid shooting at him, just like four LOM, who was one of the original bounty hunters, is on the deck of the Star Destroyer. And oh God, we're nerds. Oh, nerds! Anyway, yeah, I just want cameos. That's all it is. I want to see Dengar and Bosk in the background. You know, I just want to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, hey, if you hadn't checked out Obi-Wan yet,
You know? We ruined it for you, and don't bother.
Oh, we just ruined the first couple episodes,
you
know?
If you haven't seen it and you're still listening, why? None of this is interesting to you if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, just kick back, you know, turn on Disney Plus and burn your leaf of choice. And, you know, we don't judge.
If only we had some kind of a sponsor for some kind of relaxing kind of... Some kind of herb, some kind of natural essence that could help you relax in those kind of times. I wonder.
The Beer Run Podcast is sponsored by Purple Valley Marijuana. We got that good, good.
Yes, indeed, man. So we do want to thank our sponsor for sure. Purple Valley, we really appreciate you, you know.
I've yet to see my check in the mail, Purple Valley.
I mean, look. We don't have to have a check per se, you know, but you know.
Hey, I'm ready to start taking that Manscaped money. Okay. I'm moving on. If I don't start seeing something come from this, I will take Manscaped checks any day of the week.
For sure. For sure.
To pay off Dale's reference earlier, the argument with my wife was if mac and cheese yes. was a fried catfish side.
Yes.
I said, yes, the world said yes. And she said, no.
Yes. Yeah. Craig. Like, we have to get an intervention for your wife or something, because...
Well, I went with cornbread, but, like, mac and cheese is the correct side for fried catfish, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, cornbread is fine to have it additionally, you know? That's
ideally,
cool.
Ideally, you want to have both, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the actual side item is the mac and cheese.
See, now you know? I'm going down a rabbit hole of now I want cornbread, and now I want chili to go with my cornbread, and now I just want to make chili. Man, now I'm hungry. Let's get out of here so we can all make dinner.
Yeah, you're going down a rabbit hole, bro. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for us on the Beer Run.
We've had a lot of fun. I hope you guys did too. Thank you to the BS and Beer family. Thank you to the boss, Dave Murray. Dave, is it Romero? I never check my checks in the mail. I don't know what his last name is. Thank you for joining us. See you again next week. Unless this has broken my spirit, we never do it again. Have a beer. It's on me.
Who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs@icloud.com. To the same time, but they take it to the field. 8-1 bound at 11, 12, 13. Eastside soldier, press ball 17. Representing the NO, cause that's where we be. You know who it is, it's us, SFB. Show much love from the 13th to the 9th.